Absolutely. Thank you, Bob, and good morning. Yes, another historic day in Bison football history. A brand new head coach has been named, and Chris Kleiman, the 30th head coach in Bison history, is our guest here on KFGO. Chris, congratulations. I thought you handled yourself just beautifully in the press conference. What has it been like over the last week for you and for your family?
Well, there's no question, Scott, that it's been a little trying times at the Kleiman household, but especially because we're juggling what the most important factor is here in our 2013 Bison football team. And so, but I've had some chances to visit with my family, visit with my wife, and tell her I was interested in being a head coach. And but I also wanted to make sure these kids were ready to play this game on Saturday. So early in the week, I, like I said, had the initial conversation with Gene, and then I kind of shut it down for 3 or 4 days and just focused on getting a great game plan for these guys to go out and execute against Coastal Carolina. And the defensive staff did a tremendous job together in getting that ready. And then as the week kind of gets to a close, I thought about it a little bit more, kind of put some ideas down on paper that I could share with Gene over the weekend after the game. And so it's been a long week, but a real exciting week too.
What is your vision for Bison football moving forward?
Well, the big vision is, effective. I want to keep the culture of what Bison football is. You know, we're going to be able to run the football on offense. We're going to be a power running team just like we are. We're going to implement to our talent a little bit what we have as far as some of the skill kids and stuff. I've got to find the right fit there, but as an offensive coordinator. But in essence, we're going to keep that same culture. You can see what it did to a Coastal Carolina. You can see what Towson did to Eastern Illinois as far as if you just chuck it around all the time. You really don't have any continuity on offense with it. So that part of it, I know we're gonna keep the same. Obviously, I'm not going to be the defensive coordinator, but we're going to run the same defensive package that we're running here. And, you know, strength and conditioning and all those things we want to keep as same as we have, because there's nothing that is really broken right now. We're just trying to continue to keep moving it forward. And that's going to be a tough challenge because of all the seniors we lose, but we got a lot of good kids in this program that are excited about the challenges.
You did touch on this during the news conference, but I want to just re-ask the question about how important it is for this to occur today so that you can make sure that the young recruits who have verbally committed to NDSU will still come to be Bison.
Yeah, it was important that the sooner we finished this and the sooner the better as far as a lot of those kids at 18 years old understanding what their future is. And I need to reach out to those kids this week and talk to them and make sure that they're still planning on coming to be a Bison. I think it was important for our current players to understand there was going to be stability within the program because it would have been harder, I think, for all of them to stay. I hope they would have had we all left, but with me staying for sure, I'm hoping that any kid that maybe even had any question about, oh boy, what's it going to be like? I don't have my coaches and stuff, that how they understand and how they know Bison football is going to remain.
I have never seen a tighter football staff than the one that NDSU has right now with Craig Bohl and all of the rest of you. How many of the other assistant coaches do you think you might be able to retain?
I'm not even sure about that, Scott. I mean, and it's not a conversation that I probably will have with many of them, if any, this week, because different. We're playing on Friday night, so really today's Monday. So, you know, I know I've got to juggle some things as far as my priorities, but my first priority will be to get these guys ready to play New Hampshire.
Is this a dream of yours that's been realized today?
Yes, it is. No question. Everybody that enters this profession, or most people that enter this profession, ultimately want to be a head coach. And I can't think of a better place to do it than with the fan base that we have, with Bison Nation, with this great university, with President Bresciani, with Gene Taylor. We've got wonderful support here.
And last thing, do you think, I believe that you can, but how do you juggle all the balls this week with everything that is going on? You try to beat New Hampshire on Friday night. There's just so many moving parts here as you try to get ready for a football game. And personally, as you try to just wrap your head around what's going on here with your new job.
Yeah, well, we've got to just keep it all in perspective. And that's number one thing is to find a way to beat New Hampshire for these seniors especially and for this 2013 team. And then the other stuff I'll be able to handle.
All right, Chris, congratulations.
Thanks, Scott. I appreciate it.
Chris Kleiman is the new head football coach at North Dakota State. A big day. We are at the Fargo Dome.